Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Okay. Howard Lutnick. Howard Lutnick, with the Trump administration announcing Chinese tariff negotiations, trade deal negotiations going really, really well. Okay. Was this as bizarre and Orwellian to you as it was to me? They're going really, really well. Really. Because as you're negotiating, China is literally sending another bioweapon. We caught him. Hope we got them all. That doesn't sound like really, really well to me. I mean, look, I don't like being gaslit by anybody. We had this shift a couple weeks back. Scott Bessent comes out. It didn't just puzzle me. It puzzled New York Post. They were sort of baffled by it, actually. Where it almost seemed we turned a corner with China and announced, oh, hey, you know what? We do want to be their trade partner. Yeah, we're just going to get them to open their markets to us. Yeah. So they'll open their markets to us. They're currently pretty much closed for the most part. They'll have dropped normal trade rules like they agreed to with the World Trade Organization, but never honored. And we're going to have all these great business opportunities for American businesses. Well, I mean, that sounds good if China were a normal place. It's almost as if the Trump administration is ignoring that China is not a normal place. You can't really cut a deal with them when they're trying to kill you or to wipe out all your crops. And look, Biden and his administration were awful about this. Just pretending China was a normal place with normal people doing normal things. Just another nation that we could trade with. They're not. And so, literally, as Lutnick's announcing, hey, things are going great with China negotiations, another bioweapon appears. Chinese researcher tried to smuggle biological materials into the U.S. from Wuhan? Of course it was from Wuhan. That's the Chinese Communist Party's People's Liberation Army largest bioweapons lab. Of course it's from Wuhan. Researcher by the name of Chen Qing Han was arrested Sunday after landing at the Detroit Metropolitan Airport, right in the middle of these very excellent and most amazing Chinese negotiations. She's now the third Chinese scientist to be charged with smuggling illegal biological materials into Michigan. So this is literally this Sunday. So what's she smuggling in? What has she got? Well, this is an invasive species of roundworms. She lied about them. She said, no, these are just containers, nothing to see here. She did not get the legally required U.S. government permits to bring these into the country. They were weaponized biological materials, the government says. that if they get into the ecosystem, as invasive species can damage crops, livestock, and ecosystems. And what has China bought up? Farmland, of course. Got to get it in the ecosystem. Those kind of nematodes can be parasitic, using host organisms to survive, spread to crops or the environment, killing livestock, destroying crops, and the like. I don't know, but it doesn't sound like negotiations going so well to me. I don't know. I mean, it's as if China's not mocking us. And folks, I'm on the same page with the New York Post. May 19th editorial, they were baffled. China blinked. And Trump clearly won the first round of his tariff war. They were baffled. Why did he back off? Here's what they wrote. With foreign investment pouring into the U.S., job growth strong and inflation low and falling, Trump was under little domestic pressure to back off Beijing. Xi Jinping, however, was desperate to make a deal. The past few weeks have seen tens of thousands of Chinese businesses closed. Tens of thousands of Chinese businesses closed. And millions of workers laid off. Had the high tariffs continued, over 50% of export companies would have gone under and 30 million workers would have been in the streets. Folks, they were already burning down factories at that point. She knew that, Chairman Xi, and with falling property values and shrinking domestic consumption, keeping exports flowing to the U.S. was vital to China's survival. Americans only buy 16% of total exports from China, but because we buy in bulk and pay on time, we provide 50% of that sector's profits, 50-50, and China is an export-based society. So they're saying, look, we were right. The 30 million unemployed in the streets, this is what we need. We need the Communist Party members dragged out of their houses. Because folks, either their own people going to drag them out and take care of it, or we're going to have to with guns, bullets and blood. Either we do this now and we collapse the Chinese Communist Party and make China Japan, or we fight them in a real war.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Those are our options. It is so clear to me. I could see it. They're not going to stop until they are a superpower and we are destroyed. But we got access to their markets in the meantime. Who cares? I don't care. Do you care? I don't care. I don't understand what we're doing at this point. I don't get it. And look, when we met with China on the sidelines, they flat out said to Scott Bessent, yeah, we did cut that trade deal with Trump last time. It was a good trade deal. But Democrats don't make us comply with that stuff. They're not going to comply. What happens every time we get close to a trade deal that does not benefit China or that they do not like? And this is what I'm afraid of right now. We're watching it. We are watching them. What is a new bioweapon every week now? Remember what happened after Trump's last very successful trade deal with China. They got the short end of the stick. He forced them to agree to it. What happened? COVID happened. Don't ever forget that.
I will say this much, and if you're listening, write it down. In late November, word had already gotten off of the mainland that there was a virus in Wuhan. 6 weeks later, the trade truce was signed with an out clause, a very clever out clause that the Chinese made sure was in there, that said if there was any kind of act of God pandemic, then they didn't have to make good on what they had committed to buy from the United States. Within days, they announced the first coronavirus. So did the Chinese know damn well that this thing...
They let it out, y'all. Come on, they let it out. Folks, we're watching Escape from the Wuhan Lab. Oh, okay. Did the toxic crop-destroying roundworm escape too? Is that how that worked? Did they fly COVID over here? Look, folks, we have... They released a study, guys. It's been 6 weeks ago. That it appears COVID was circulating here before China. Why? They did the same thing. Look at this. They flew it over and they let it go. We catch them over and over and over again. Now, you heard that clip there. That's Daniel DeMartino, regular on CNBC, CEO of Money Strong. What do we cut a deal with them? Well, Trump cut a great deal. And he did. It was a great deal. Would have given us access to their markets. Did we ever get it? No. No, we did not. Why? They released COVID. We're doing it again as a country. Forget you. We're right on the edge, man. We're going to get access to their markets. It's going to be great. No, we're not. This time it's going to be a nematode. It's going to be a roundworm. It's going to be whatever parasitic thing they let go. We're going to be in a food crisis. Who's that give power to? Russia, China. It's happening right again, and we fall right for it. We fall right for it. But what is the answer? I hate to say who has the answer. Not in this context, but who has the answer? Lindsey Graham did. I don't like Lindsey Graham. You know that. 500% tariff. Crush them. If we can't see this is an act of war and shut our borders to their goods... We're just going to live in a world ruled by China. We're going to realize too late we did it. We're going to try to fight them with guns, and my kids will be on the ship. Your kids will be on the ship. That's where we're going. These are our only choices. This is an act of war. And that doesn't even count the illegal biolab we found them running under Biden. Remember, they had even genetically engineered the mice to carry the deadly strains of COVID and spread them. Folks, that's four times. What do we need? 5, 6, 7? 200,000 plus Americans dead of fentanyl overdoses. Some as young as 12. Do we get it? No. 1.1 million dead of COVID. Half were fake, but the other half were not. At some point, you have to say, you know what? We can't be like, yay, we got our business into their markets. Yes, but they're killing us and destroying our crops. It's not gonna work.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.